This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Won't you take just a few moments out of your busy day and be willing to study the Word of God for just a few moments? I want to call your attention now today to the fact that the Bible must be studied with great care. It must be studied with a view to the various covenants which have been set forth in it. At the close of last time, I had read to you the rather lengthy passage from Galatians chapter 4, verses 21 to 31. In that passage, Paul refers to Hagar and Sarah. Sarah, the wife of Abraham, and Hagar, who became a sort of second wife. And the children of these two women have a very great significance. Now, Paul closes out that passage by saying, and I begin reading with verse 30, "Howbeit, what saith the Scripture? Cast out the handmaid and her son, for the son of the handmaid shall not inherit with the son of the free woman." Now note carefully his conclusion. "Wherefore, brethren, we are not children of a handmaid, but of the free woman." Now the free woman recognizes or represents the new covenant, whereas the handmaid represented the old covenant. The old covenant was the law of Moses. The new covenant is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so Paul is saying that the old covenant has been cast out, and as he said in Colossians 2:14, it has been nailed to the cross. But we living today are under the new covenant. We are sons of the free woman. Therefore, we become children of God under the terms of the new covenant of the gospel and not of the old. Now, lest anyone should say, well, it's true that most of the law of Moses was done away, but that the Ten Commandments were not done away, we call your attention to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and we begin reading with verse 1. "Are we beginning again to commend ourselves, or need we, as do some, epistles of commendation to you or from you? Ye are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men, being made manifest that ye are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in tables that are hearts of flesh. And such confidence have we through Christ to Godward, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to account anything as from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also made us ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. But if the ministration of death, written and engraven on stones, came with glory, so that the children of Israel could not look steadfastly upon the face of Moses for the glory of his face, which glory was passing away, how shall not rather the ministration of the Spirit be with glory?" Now note, Paul says here that law or covenant which was given, which was written and engraven on stones at a time that Moses' face shone with glory, is to be recognized as the ministration of death, and that it has been done away. Now, of course, everybody knows that the only law given that was written and engraven on stones at a time that Moses' face shone with glory was the Ten Commandments. Therefore, it's clear that not only is the rest of the law of Moses done away or nailed to the cross, but the Ten Commandments themselves. While it is true that the basic principles of the Ten Commandments are binding on men today, they are so because of the instruction of the New Covenant. The New Covenant contains all of these basic principles. Of course, it does not enjoin upon us the specific detail of remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy, but it does enjoin the principle of laying aside time for rest and meditation and the worship of God. This is a very, very important point. One cannot really understand the Bible unless he understands the difference in the covenants. A man who does not understand that difference would just as soon go back and find instructions to Abraham, to Noah, or to Adam and Eve, as to go to the instructions in the book of Acts or the New Testament epistles. And that simply will not do if one is to learn what the Bible actually teaches. Please do be with us next time as we continue this very vital study.